This is Dakota Daybook for Veterans Day. I'm Ann Alquist. I visited with the head of reference services, Sarah Walker, at the Heritage Center in Bismarck to learn more about two veterans she interviewed as part of an oral history project, Nathan Goodiron and Thelma Saxby.
Base camp was pitch black at night. You know, I wasn't at one of those big ones. I was on a smaller one, you know, so pitch black and all that. And so when I got there, big difference. There's no difference, you know. So when I got to Vietnam, it was like being back home. I was still no electricity and no running water, but we had sea rats, you know. So we're busy all the time. So I didn't have time for all that, you know. But talking about veterans, we were in my mother, but in my father's side, we go way back. If you look at the book in there, we go back to Little Bighorn and before that.
I met Paul through a different interview I did. Paul's son, Nathan, was in Afghanistan and was one of our casualties from North Dakota, from this area. And talking to Paul, he came in to do this interview. He was so excited to share about what he had experienced. He was so proud of what he had done to what his son had done as well. And he was a firecracker. He has since passed away, and I'm really glad that we have this history with him.
So let's talk about our next veteran, a woman, Thelma Saxby. This clip that we're going to hear from her was about delivering babies. She saw a lot of deliveries with the military brides when that was part of her service.
She had a weak uterus, so she was bedbound. The story back on medical was she was just full of gas and they couldn't do anything to get rid of the gas. And I told her to stick her butt up in the air. And she couldn't wait until the visitors had left. She made quite a racket. But her baby was born early. She wasn't stillborn. She was very lively.
So what I love about Thelma is about the day-to-day life of military service.
The day-to-day matters are not always the same as seeing combat, as being a POW or experiencing some of those really horrific parts of war. But I think that there was a lot of honor in that for all of these men and women.
Sarah is going to take us out.
Today's Dakota Datebook collected by me, Sarah Walker.
And I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.